Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're tuned into Life is a Sacred Journey. Every week, we bring a new perspective to aging and caregiving. Here is your host, Michelle Paul.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the virtual neighborhood of Life is a Sacred Journey. My name is Michelle Pope, and I am the host of Life is a Sacred Journey, and it's Christmas morning, and I wish I had a camera so I could show you how beautiful the sky is this morning. It looks like cotton candy, like it's pinkish and reddish, and it looks like cotton candy. So Merry Christmas. This is the Christmas of 2020, and because we will not be with you next Friday, we will be taking a little bit of rest, and we will be returning the first Friday in January. I thought I would come this morning. I've already done my cooking, and everybody is asleep, and I just thought, you know, what better place for me to be at this hour of the morning than with all of you. I know that I have family and friends that are joining me this morning. Merry Christmas. I love you. Looking forward to the day that we can all be together. Family reunion for sure. But I wanted to recap the year a little bit for you. In the car, I thought of a new way to look at the word caregiving. As you know, that's what I do. I live my life pondering all kinds of things. But I want to thank, first of all of you, Stuart Furman, Carolyn Brent, Sandy Gibson, Dawn Renee, Roz, there's a list of people, and Felicia is working to make sure we send out our holiday wishes to all of you who have come. Chris Bravo, I'll remember all of you by the end of the half hour. But thank you all so much for making Life is a Sacred Journey an important part of the lives of the people that join us. In the month of November, I just did the numbers for Felicia and a grant. 14,000 people came and just listened or viewed the information that's shared by our guests on Life is a Sacred Journey. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and Merry Christmas to all of the guests that have come to Life is a Sacred Journey. I've learned so much from all of you. Lynn Castillo, oh my gosh, my new sister, and just thank you, thank you. And she sent me another book, so I now have two of them, and I've already promised the one that I purchased to someone else. But again, Life is a Sacred Journey couldn't be anything. I mean, I just show up, and it wouldn't be anything without all of you. Excuse me, I'm fighting a little cold this morning. All of you and all of the guests that come on. So, no, and I don't have COVID. My test came back not detected. I just have a cold. Okay. So, and I want to thank also, this is really important. Excuse me. I want to thank all the people from my church family that come to Life is a Sacred Journey to make sure that we have numbers. And so thank you to all of you, Sandy and Teresa and just all of you for coming every Friday morning, no matter what, and making sure that Life is a Sacred Journey was spread throughout the world. Yeah, the world. So I want to lift up Felicia's parents and ask all of you during this Christmas season to please lift them up if you're a person that meditates, if you're a person that prays, or just a person that gets in solidarity with another individual. Please pray for her mom and dad in Moldova. They both have been diagnosed with COVID, and they are struggling to get better. So my Moldova family, we are praying for you to get better. You are going to get better, and Merry Christmas to you. And I look forward to the day that I can visit Moldova. I just need to get in a plane and get out of here and visit all my family all over the world. So Merry Christmas, but please remember Felicia's parents as you go through your day and just lift them up. Felicia is dear to me, and there would be no Life is a Sacred Journey without her. So thank you so much. So I'm going to go through the year in review a little bit. But before I do that, I want to tell you what I was pondering this morning. The word caregiver, and I just started thinking about this. You know, we tried to go to care partner, but that didn't work. It didn't catch on. I like care partner, but it didn't catch on. And caregiver just always sounded one-sided, and, you know, we've talked about that many, many times. Many of our hosts have, guests have talked about that as well. But what I thought about this morning is the word caregiver. So if we took the word care first, and again, I apologize, I'm either having allergies or a cold. Can't quite figure out which one. But you think about the word care. If you care for yourself, then you can care for others, right? If you care for yourself, then you can care for others. If you care for yourself and then you care for others, then you are giving care. And so instead of it seeming like we shouldn't care for one another, we should. And then in that caring, I'm so sorry, we are giving love. So care, giving is caring, but giving love to yourself first, because if you don't love yourself, I learned this in my life, and now at 60-something, I know it better than I've ever known it. If you do not take time for yourself and to love yourself, it is impossible for you to love anyone else. It just because you don't have the energy for it, and then you become very negative, and the gratitude falls and all of that. Good morning, all of you. Good morning, my friends. Thank you for joining me this morning at Life is a Sacred Journey. Hit that share button. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I'm so excited. Merry Christmas. So let's do a little year in review. CNN has a wonderful piece that they put together, and it's a year in review. And, of course, we see faces on the review like, you know, my favorite James Bond, who passed away, and all of the folks that, you know, that we know, Little Richard, you know, I mean, who COVID was happening, and I think I heard that Little Richard had passed away, but I kind of didn't remember it or register it. All these things, you know, Ginsburg and John Lewis and all of these great lives that made a difference in our world and made headlines, but made headlines for change. We lost them this year. Kobe Bryant in the beginning of the year, tragedy with his daughter, passed away. And, wow, that hit me so profoundly. And, you know, I never met Kobe. I watched him play basketball, but I didn't meet him. I don't know him. But I knew him by watching him grow as a young man and become a father and love all the menagerie of little girls that he was a father to. And then he passed. So this year was tragic for many of us. We lost our heroes. Chad, oh, my God, the Black Panther, I have to tell you, that hit me like a sock in the face. One, the dignity in which he carried himself with cancer. Nobody knew except for a close circle of friends that he was living with colon cancer and attempting. And then I just saw him in the movie Ma Rainey. If you can get that on Netflix, stream it through, you will see Viola Davis and Chad Boswick. I'm messing up his name, but an incredible performance for this incredible, incredible man. And so we lost some. I know in my life we've lost many people to COVID and to aging and to Alzheimer's and to all kinds of diseases that afflict our bodies and take us sooner than our loved ones want us to or sooner than we may want to go. But we must take time to be grateful for for those lives that we were able to be a part of, to maybe even just look in through a telescope, a tiny telescope, and just see one portion of that individual, whether it was on film or whether it was a poet or a writer or a scientist or your school teacher or your best friend or your neighbor or whoever it was that you lost in 2020. We are sorry for your loss here at Life is a Sacred Journey, but know that you are grateful that you had someone in your life that you actually can think about in a way that you miss them. You know, that's the goal, I think, of our humanity. I know the goal for my life is not for people to mourn me in the way, yeah, for a few minutes I need you to cry. I need you to cry for a few minutes. But then you need to move on and get to the glory of life and to the joy of living and then remembering me in that way. And so that's what people say, give me my flowers while I'm here and then remember me with joy. I also want to lift up a good dear friend who I heard from this week. He watched Life is a Sacred Journey, and Life is a Sacred Journey would not exist, and nor would ASEB, and nor would Michelle Pope here at ASEB without Lance Reynolds. Lance Reynolds was our board president for many, many years and became a dear, dear friend, surrogate, grandfather, all kinds of things in my life, and helped me to grow as a nonprofit professional. And so Merry Christmas, Lance. And he is living down in Aptos with his wife, Maria, who is now a caregiver because he is dealing with some health issues. But thank you, Lance, for everything that you did and have done for Alzheimer's Services of the East Bay and for yours truly, me, Michelle Pope. You are a dear friend, and I just wanted to acknowledge you during this holiday season here at ASAP, because I don't always get to call or write, but I wanted you to know how much you meant to me and how much you mean to ASAP. So we had some notable events in our lives, and I'm using this platform this morning to say thank you as well. Thank you, Sandy Blazer, for your friendship, and great to see our families doing worship together. That was beautiful. I watched that this morning. But January 21st, let's start with January 21st, 2020. The CDC confirmed its first case of coronavirus in the U.S. We know that there were people who were diagnosed with it or had symptoms prior to then, but the actual CDC confirmed that coronavirus was now here in the States, and the first case was confirmed. Then on the 26th of January, that's when we lost Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, and that was an incredible moment of grief because we were just getting into this whole idea of COVID, and we didn't quite understand it, and then we heard that. Then February 6th, we had our first death of COVID. That hit the news, and we were all going like, oh my gosh, what do we do? What's happening? But we still weren't there yet. We still weren't there yet because we did not. We moved all the way into March before, I know here in the state of California, we were asked to shelter in place. And many of our loved ones, seniors, have been sheltering in place since March 14th, 2020. I don't know. You know, I like to get up out of the house. I love my house. I like the nest. But I like to get up and get out. And so I can't imagine having to stay home from March 14th until today, Christmas Day. I can't imagine that. So, again, I will remind you that there are still those who are sheltering in place and have been sheltering in place since March, and they need you to reach out to them, send them a card, pick up the phone. I'm the worst at all of that. So forgive me for those of you that I have not paid attention to. Please know I carry you in my heart. I have just been running, and many of us are like that. But later today, after I have my visit with my family, I will be sitting down and writing some cards and doing some stuff. I bought them already. So reach out to some folks that you haven't heard their voice since March. reach out to them and see if you can just take 5 or 10 minutes and just say, hey, how you doing? Miss you. Love you. I just wanted to hear your voice. And maybe just have a moment of silence with them. You know, this morning I walked around the house. Everybody was asleep, and I listened to the sound of Daisy, which is my dog, the Chihuahua, and Alpha, who is the Patterdale Terrier, and Jade. I just listened to them. Just, you know, that it's really, if they ever wake up on me, they're going to scream. It's like a nightmare. I used to do that to the kids all the time. And they're like looking at me like, what are you doing, lady? I always like to check in and hear them breathe. You know, it's interesting. So, and I know there's others of you that feel that way. In March, we went into a travel ban. And so I was supposed to be leaving to go to Belgium or over there to visit Fred and Katharina and my beautiful godchildren because they were getting married, and now we've had to postpone that because of bans and travel and all of that. But 2022, I'm going to be there in person. And so, again, things have changed for us. We can't just travel the way we used to. We have to wear a mask, and we have to do things that we never did before. And on YouTube, you've seen people just go mad on the plane, not wanting to wear their mask, cursing at the airline employees, just going crazy during COVID. And it's like, just put your mask on. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to be wearing a mask probably until early fall, because all of us have to get the vaccine. And it's not just one shot, it's two shots. And the first shot only gets you like maybe 40 to 60%. You need the second shot before the vaccine is 100%. And even then, they have told us they're not really 100% sure how long it's going to last. Like the pneumococcus vaccine, you know, I think you get that every 5 to 10 years or something like that. So don't get upset. My Christmas mask. Just put your mask on and know that we're going to be doing this for a minute. You know, when I traveled to Singapore, before COVID was even in my life, I had to wear a mask to the Singapore airport. Okay, so it is what it is. Oh, you know what, Felicia, I forgot to hit the record button. Uh-oh. So I'm going to hit it now. She's going to kill me. But anyway, maybe she can get it off of Facebook. We'll hope, okay? And that was for our YouTube. But today is Christmas, and it's really about me just dropping in for a few minutes in your morning just to say Merry Christmas and spend some time with you before the new year. The other thing that I realized happened in 2020 that I thought was incredibly like showing you the world as the world is, and maybe COVID was this, was when these famous people paid for their children to get into college through sports scholarships and all of these things, and they didn't even play the sports. Oh, my goodness. That was a catastrophe, and just something that really, you know, shows you that we have a system that's too capitalistic, and we need to move to honor and values and truth in our world. And maybe in 2021 we will begin to understand that and do that. Let's move back into values, not back into division and just doing things because we have the money to do it when we know it's wrong. It's wrong. Your little person didn't even play the sport, and you got pictures of them doing the sport. No, okay? We can't live like that. We also know in 2020 social justice became two words that we began to talk about again in a way that we feverishly spoke about it in the 60s and the 50s and Vietnam War and all of it. That fever to be of a movement where social justice meant Black Lives Matter and Asian folks should not be attacked because somebody said that the COVID virus was because of the Chinese. All this evil, disgusting, divisional stuff that people participated in. No. Christmas morning, we need to reflect on the world that we have created and stop pointing finger at everybody else. We need to stop being people that are not grateful. I was so grateful this morning, you know, that I've lived for another Christmas, you know. There's no guarantee. Life has no guarantee. I mean, I could have died in 2020. I could have had COVID in 2020. I have yet been exposed to it, even though I've been exposed to it. There's been people around me that have been diagnosed with it, but yet I don't have it. And so, come on, find something to be grateful for and don't spew all that drama, that negativity, because when you carry negative energy inside of you, I'm going to go there. It comes out in your words, thoughts, and deeds, and it affects and infects. It's an infection that gets into the soul of others, and we all start to feel down, and we all start to look at each other with, as my grandmother or mother used to say, jaundiced eye. I don't know where I heard that. I'm going to give it to one of them. With a jaundiced eye, meaning you're kind of, you're all mistrustful, and you don't like people, and all you do is complain about everything that everybody does. You know who that person is. And I used to call them Eeyore, but you know what? Eeyore, every once in a while, knows how to be grateful because he hangs out with Winnie the Pooh and you know, the wonderful people there. So let's 2021, let's stop making wishes for stuff that doesn't matter, and let's start being the change we want to see on this earth. It's important because it matters. Young people are watching us. I want to speak to that. 2020 meant a group of children, generations of children, were not able to go to school. They weren't able to hang out with their friends and socialize as you should in a schoolyard. I actually think you should put them in the schoolyard more instead of keeping them in the classrooms and confining them so much. Put them outside so they can play with each other and talk to each other. Yeah, control them so they don't beat the heck out of each other. But we spend too much time in the room. We used to be outside at least twice in a day for almost a half hour a pop, because you need that energy to be run off when you're a young person. And maybe we wouldn't have so many people diagnosed with ADHD and some of these disorders that, not saying that some people don't have ADHD, because, you know, I know there's somebody out there willing to rip apart everything that I say. But what I'm saying is, kids are not outside playing. I live in a neighborhood full of kids. I don't see them outside playing, riding bicycles. A few, but not the abundant. They're in the house playing video games and watching the screen and getting blue light infections and all of that. Come on. Let's change the world. It's been hard on parents. If you know a parent, call them up and say, I hear you. I know it was hard. Because you had to teach, and golly gee, I'm telling you, when my children came home with the new math, this is choking me a little bit, the new math, I had no clue what they were doing. And I started doing it the way that I learned it when I was in school, and they both said to me, Mommy, that's not the way the teacher wants us to do it. So I know and I get how hard it has been for parents. So if you know a parent out there, reach out to them, send them a card and just say, you know, I'm thinking of you and sending you strength. Okay? So parenting changed in 2020. It totally changed. The way we get our hair done, the way we get our nails done or not, pedicures, just the things that we took for granted. I know I took it for granted. Being able to go into the store. I can't tell you the last time that I went into a store where there was a group of people. I used the senior hours. Thank goodness I am of senior age, and so I used the senior hours. So I'm in the stores when there's not a whole lot of people in there, and so that's changed. Everybody knows I'm a shopper. I love to go shopping. I may not buy anything, but I love being around stuff, new stuff and fashion. I haven't been. All right? So things have changed. Things have changed. I've had more COVID tests since March than I can even count. I can even count. And I just had another one because I want to see my son and my dear daughter-in-law today. And I did that because, again, I've been exposed through my work and through what I do in my ministry. So at the end of the day, things have changed. But there's been some good stuff, too. You know, and I found 20 really good things that happened in 2020 because I want to share them with you. The one good thing is the vaccines are happening. Yay and yay and yay. Whether you've decided to take the vaccine today, tomorrow, or in the future, the reality is we have a vaccine. It's in the works. We can do nothing but go up from here. So yay, yay, yay. All of our essential workers, thank you so very much for your sacrifices that you have made to keep us all healthy, including all of the essential workers here at ASEB. Thank you so much for what you have done. We've masked up. Many of us learned to be disciplined and learned how to mask up. Some of us didn't, but that's okay. In 2021, hopefully your heart will be softened and you'll understand that this is a human race and anything that you do affects the rest of the human race. Boom. Okay. Women leaders, because, you know, I got to hold up the women leaders. We had some women leaders do the thing, okay? The New Zealand woman president, oh, my gosh, she was amazing, and I followed her, and oh, my gosh, amazing. Just all these incredible, the prime minister, Jacinda, that's her name, just amazing women that did some incredible things, and they always have. But the spotlight went on them a little bit differently this year. And to all of the women where there was no spotlight, no one saw you do what you do. CNN didn't write about you. Thank you for being an incredible women leader out there. Women leaders, we need more of you. We need more of you. And to all the men that understand that women need to be supported, and those Harvey Weinstein days are over. And thank you for all the men who support their wives and stand beside them and understood how important it was for a movement to the Me Too movement, which, you know, again, I have people all around me that say, oh, but there's people who, yes, there's always people that turn things, you know, stop saying that mess. We know that. We know there's always somebody that lied and did something. But for the people who didn't, and something catastrophic like rape happened to them, we needed that movement to open the eyes of young men that are being raised or parents that, you know what, you need to talk to your little people so that when they grow up into their manhood, they're not doing stuff like that. So, yes, we know there's always people that it doesn't apply to. So stop saying that. You're wasting your breath. Find something else to say that's a little bit more positive. It's only a way to be in debate. Let's be in conversation. We talked about that already. Democracy. I think this voting season did a lot to me. I worked with an incredible group of African Americans, Native Black people, to get the vote out in the community, and I hadn't done that in a while, and it made me feel so good, you know. And again, I don't care who people vote for; that's none of my business. It's about democracy and making sure that everybody who has the right to vote got out and voted. I don't get caught up in all that negative drama that has nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with me, who you go and mark your little X on. But what I am going to fight for is your right to do it. Democracy won, in my mind, this year with the vote. The carbon emissions fell by the largest amount ever recorded. And I know that. I know that because I said that shortly after COVID, after probably about 90 days. I said, because I'm an asthmatic. I said, oh, my gosh, the air is clearer. The sky is bluer. Now, yes, the problem was no cars, meaning no work, no airplanes, meaning no work, no building up of our financial resources. But Mother Earth got an opportunity to breathe. And I'm sure she's sighing right now going, So just think about these things. The lowest emissions on record. How long have we been even looking at the lowest emissions? How long? And if this is the only time that it was, what is Mother Earth telling you? What is that statistic saying? Electric cars during this time, they're speeding them things up. And I want one, but I am not going to let that thing just drive me around like the Jetsons without me having some control. But electric cars are on the move. I was sitting here one day. My daughter and her classmates at St. Mary's were doing a project on selling the Tesla in the Japanese market and how that's becoming, the electric cars are becoming, you know, worldwide. It's no longer just in little spots. So the electric car is speeding up. More cities banish cars. Like they're downtown areas where can't drive down there anymore and put up walking paths. And I know in Walnut Creek there's a section like that where you can just walk around and they don't let the cars come through, and that's fabulous. I remember they did that in Boston when I lived there down near Filene's Basement, if any of you are familiar with that, and they closed it off so you could just walk from store to store, and this made it open mall kind of effect. And we made the land greener. We had fires here in California that destroyed much of our property, our forest, and we will replant and regrow. And thank you to all of the firemen and volunteers that came to California throughout the world to help us during a time, to all the people that rescued the animals and supported the families that went back and dug through the rubble to help them find that one picture, that one thing that was so important to them. Thank you. So we made the land greener because we weren't tromping on it. The animals, we saved the animals, but you know what? The animals came out to visit. I don't know where you are watching Life is a Sacred Journey, but they came out to visit us here in the Bay Area. The raccoons came out during the day and and greeted people on their path as they were walking. I thought that was amazing. Scary, but amazing. The coyotes took back the streets of San Francisco. People hated it because they were howling and la, la, la. I had to say to somebody, well, they were there first. Before we put down the concrete and all that other gobbledygook, they were there first. You know, I have a dear friend, Pam, and she works with animals at the Lindsay Wildlife Place there. And I just love every time I see a picture of her with a wild animal because I love animals. I watched a cat the last night through my bling, whatever that thing is, because it went off, and he was chasing a mouse. So that mouse did not come in my house because there was a cat outside guarding my house. Yay, thank you, Mr. Cat. We found that Black Lives Matter became something that opened the eyes of many people. Many of my colleagues and dear friends said to me, Michelle, we had no idea. And so there was an awakening of spirit around Black Lives Matter. And again, to all of those folks who say we're all lives matter, of course they matter. Again, stop trying to be in debate. When no one's saying other lives don't matter, but when you have a life that's being victimized five times more than the other part of the humanity, you have to lift that up as an injustice and do something about it. The same way we would if it were any other group, or the same way we should if it's any other group. So we got to stop getting twisted up in the semantics and let's change this world. I'm getting tired. Aren't you? Don't you want to see a better world, a humanity where people come together? And you don't have to like me, but don't be harming me. That's ridiculous. And we got to get there. And I can't get there by myself, because if I go outside and say good morning to you and you roll your eyes at me, then I'm by myself. Let's do it together. I think we started a new work from home revolution. I don't think we're ever going to see the type of going into the office that we did before. I think that if a job can be done from home, you're going to see people doing it from home. And I think that's good. I think that is good. I'm getting balance in my life because of it. I don't work from home that much, but I think that I'll do a little more of it going into the future. Anybody who hears this, don't hold me to it, though, because you know how I am. And the internet passed the ultimate stress test. So let me just say, thank you, Zoom. Even though Facebook, sometimes you get on my nerves, thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Twitter, TikTok, all of them, all of that. Because without it, some people would have been alone and had no connectability. But I also need to say to the big folks out there, we still have people that live in digital deserts, and they need free internet, okay? That's just the bottom line. You need to put some hotspots in these disenfranchised communities so that people can be connected. If you're going to say you need to go online to pay the bill, or you're going to say we no longer have this platform where you can do it face-to-face, you can only do it online, something's wrong if people in certain communities don't have access, because then that means they don't have access to whatever that service is. Think about that. Let's make it access in the digital deserts. I think for now we've avoided a Great Depression, because some of us have been able to go back to work and spend money, and we spent money online, they said, for the holiday season. We still purchased gifts. Somebody still got a PS5 for $499. I actually saw them in the line at Best Buy before they were all gone. Somebody bought the animatronic Yoda, me, and paid more for a doll than I've ever paid for a doll, except for when I bought Jade a Cabbage Patch. So, people spent money. And so the capitalistic system that we support with the spending of our money, hopefully we will do that to help our restaurants stay afloat until they can get back open, because it's getting cold. It's hard to sit outside and eat. We're going to try that today ourselves. But let's make sure we put our money in the right places. Let's make our money work for us. Work for us. And stay in the community that we live for much longer to support the lives that are behind those registers. Support those homes. Support those neighbors. Support our friends and our fellow humanity. That's what this is all about. There's nothing better than being able to support another human being. So I want to thank all of you. I want to thank NK, whose voice you hear when we start the Life is a Sacred Journey, and he did that many, many moons ago. Again, I always want to thank Felicia, who is a creative, she's just a very creative young woman, and I'm honored to be in her life and for her to be in mine. I want to thank all of you who constantly support Life is a Sacred Journey. We will have a new platform in 2021. It's going to take us a few minutes. We're still working on it. And we're going to shift you a little bit to YouTube. We will still do Facebook Live, but we're going to shift you to another platform where I'll be able to do a little bit more that is less related to ASAB and more of a platform where I can say some things that I can't say in this platform. That's all. And it's not that it's a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's advancement and growth. And so I want to thank all of our sponsors and folks that helped us to do that. And before I go, we have a Christmas present for you. I announced it last week, and we had a guest on our show that is the CEO, creator, owner of Vault, V-A-U-L-T, F-E-L-I-C-H-U-L-P, I believe. Felicia will put it up for you. But she has given us 500 memberships. So 500 memberships, and it's an online caregiver resource tool. So what you do is you go in, and it's all protected and all of that, but you put in all of your information, pills, all of it. So you scan in things like your power of attorney. Stuart Furman was on, and he talked a lot about the stuff that you need to put together. Well, you can put that all in Vault, because right now I have four boxes in my hallway that I need to clean out because my will's in there. It's stuff is everywhere. So that part of the stuff you can put on Vault. And we have 500 memberships. Sandy Blazer has already, we're going to send her her code. And all you have to do is email us at Life is a Sacred Journey. Felicia will make sure all that information is there. We put it out on Facebook. And we will give you the code for you to go in. And I want to thank Vault for the wonderful gift. This is a wonderful gift, and you may be able to give it to yourself for Christmas or give it to someone else. So please feel free to email us, and we have 500 codes that we can give away, and we will do that now and throughout the year, throughout the beginning of the year, and share those so that you can use them to support your caregiving as you're out there doing that for whomever you're caregiving for. So I'm going to sign off because I got to go home and get some cooking done, finish cooking for my my family. But I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas in a way that it you feel warmed. I hope your heart is warmed and that you understand that you are an incredible human being. You are a part of a humanity that needs your energy, that needs your love, that needs your focus on a better world. We all need to get there. Let's focus on a better world. And even in those moments, because I have them where stuff bubbles up in me and I want to go, rawr, stop, keep calm, trust in yourself, and then move out into the world gently. And let's be kinder to ourselves. Let's be kinder to each other in 2021. I pray that you will be healthy until I see you again, which will be the Friday after New Year. So I'm going to take next week off, and we'll do a repeat. We'll drop a repeat in for you. But hug yourself. Hug those you love that are in your social, in your bubble. Don't go out your bubble. But take care of yourself and know that we're going to make it through this. And this time next year, we'll have something else to talk about. So have a wonderful Christmas day. Peace and blessings and joy and happiness to all of you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas indeed. Peace.